rock like Burgess Meredith rock, not like R.A.W.K.
Buck, I need you to chase a ticket.
One night only. The Rose Garden. Be there.
The best thing is we were all bobbing our heads. All of us. Oh, that's fantastic. Hello there. It's a Rick Emerson radio program. It's 503-733-2970. 503-733-2970. Oh, I sucked at hitting that post.
Back on the street. Did my time.
Took my chances. You know, here's the thing. If anybody says they don't like this song, they're lying. Lying. There is no one on earth that doesn't secretly in their heart of hearts like this song. What do, Sarah? You trade your passion for glory. I'm amazed that this hasn't been redone as some sort of a hip-hop song. Like a Jay-Z or somebody. I mean, well, I know that guitar line has been sampled. You know what that guitar line sounds like? It sounds a lot like Edge of 17.
Oh, that's exactly what I think, too.
And but so that's why you're thinking it's been sampled, because Edge of 17 got sampled for Bootylicious. Bootylicious sampled, I can't believe I'm using the phrase Bootylicious, but it sampled Edge of 17, which in turn, right there. And I think this came before Edge of 17.
Are you sure it came before Bootylicious, though?
Nothing comes before Bootylicious in my book.
Did you hear, since you're such a big fan of Fergie, did you hear her new song? It's called Fergie-licious?
Oh, it's terrible. Oh, it's awful.
I haven't heard it.
No, London Bridge is the only, and can I just tell you, I got embroiled in the most awkward discussion the other day about Fergie. It was someone asking me, it was a woman asking me what that London Bridge song was about.
What is it about?
Well, see, apparently, Sarah, you're just trying to sucker me in now, aren't you?
No, I've only heard it once.
Really?
You keep raving about it.
You
yeah.
not? I would have brought it with me.
I'm not hip with the kids.
Do you not like that song, the London Bridge song?
It just sounds Fergie? Exactly like a Gwen Stefani song.
I wish I had it now. I'd play it. I'd torment you endlessly with it. A woman was like, "What's that Fergie song about?" And apparently, there's a whole discussion. I was in Rolling Stone this month, and there's a whole discussion about what the song is about and whether it's sexual. The thing is, now I don't want to say it because. Fergie herself is claiming that she said she doesn't know what it's about. She said that it doesn't mean anything in particular. It was just kind of a chorus that was sort of nonsensical and sort of like a lot like in a nursery rhyme that sounded cool, but that she doesn't know what it's about. And they pulled a whole bunch of people on the street, and nobody had the same idea. And the first time I heard it, I absolutely thought I knew what it was about, but apparently I'm wrong. But now I don't even want to tell you. I didn't want to tell you what I thought it was about, because it's going to make me look like a pervert. It's going to make me look as though I view everything through a lens of Puritan, debauchery.
Hello.
Hello.
What's going on over here?
I don't know. It's the Rick Emerson radio program, best show ever. In just a moment, we'll go to the Ministry of Truth. Let's talk to John. John, you're on the Rick Emerson show. Hello there, sir.
Hey, how's it going, Rick?
Oh, you know. What's up with you?
Not too much. I got a couple of those blends, celebrity blends.
Oh, this is my fault. This is my fault for at the top of the show announcing that we were going to have a no-blend day. All right, we'll allow this one. What do you got, sir?
Okay, good. This one is Rick Emersonny Bono.
I'm sorry. Oh, I wasn't prepared. I didn't know that I'd have to be armed with the... All right, there you go. What else you got?
One more. Tiny Tim O'Reilly.
I think we had that yesterday, actually. Oh, but you're adding the O'Reilly, though. All right, there you go.
That's not a flop.
Oh, are they? All right. John, thank you, sir.
You're very welcome. Have a good one, sir.
Thank you. Thank you for listening. All right, there you go. Let's talk to a Skyler. Skyler in Vancouver. You're on the Rick Emerson Show. Skyler, hello.
Hey, Rick. What's happening?
What's up, Skyler?
Well, I just went in to do a job. I listened before I went in to do it. About a half hour ago, you played some funky 70s dance thing in that lost format. And I swear that is a song that Napoleon Dynamite dances to at the end of that movie.
Probably. I have tried so hard to block everything about that movie out of my consciousness. If I could open up my head like a Windows folder, hell, screw that. If I could just open up my head, like literally, medically, and go in with a pair of gardening shears and cut the section of my brain that holds my Napoleon Dynamite memories out of my head, I would do it, and I'd take it, and I'd incinerate it. And then I would take the incinerated bits, and I would throw them on the ground, and I would jump up and down on them and stomp them and curse them. That having been said, I don't really remember the end of the movie all that well because I've spent like a couple of years trying to forget that I ever even saw it. But it does seem likely because that movie was all about substituting, quirkiness for actual wit and comedy. So it does seem likely that it might have been some 80s song.
Good possibility.
All right, there you go, Skyler. I don't mean to bust on your sacred cow there. All right, Skyler, that's... thank you. I'm not going to call it Vantucky, Scotty. Skyler and the Couve. All right, it's 503-733-2970. I'll tell you what, we'll go to the news, the Ministry of Truth here. Do you want to do that contest one more time, Sarah? Give away one more pair?
Yeah,
all right, so Scotty...
I found a random 80s CD that has no names of anything
else. You know, Jeff McGinley in engineering, you're listening to me right here. Here's the thing. You know what? We've laughed, we've cried, we've had some wins and some losses today here. But you know what? This has actually ended up not being bad. Once I got over my mental implosion over having the wrong microphone for the first 20 minutes, and once I just learned to ignore everything Scotty was saying, the show started to go so much more smoothly. But you know what? I really feel like we've stumbled onto a motherlode here with this big rack of 80s discs over here. So I'll tell you what, we'll take caller 5. We will give away another pair of tickets to the House of Midnight here in just a few. In the meantime, in between time, ladies and gentlemen, the Ministry of Truth. Kneel before him, puny humans! He is Tim Riley.
And now, from the Ministry of Truth, this is Tim Riley.
The news is getting even worse for the tiny town of Goodfield, Illinois. That's the last one. First, they lost their heavy equipment plant. 200 people out of work there. Their jobs are being sent to Canada. Yes, they get a little severance pay and some help finding a new job if they can find that. But the shoe really dropped this time. A fire has destroyed the pet food plant, the city's largest employer. And the company says it'll be cheaper to start over somewhere. Therefore, no more dog food will be made in Goodfield either. More people out of work. 3-year-old Robert Moore went fishing for a stuffed replica of SpongeBob SquarePants. Ended up getting trapped in the vending machine.
Oh, is this that picture? Is this the kid that crawled up inside the really, if you don't train your children any better, they could crawl inside of vending machines and end up sitting in there. Really, they ought to just be left for the next parent who comes by.
He said, oh, no, I can't get out. When Mom turned her back to get another dollar for a second try, Robert took off his coat and squeezed through the opening. He landed in a stuffed animal cube. I turned around and looked at him and said... My, he's stuck in the vending machine. I thought I'd have a heart attack.
That's genius.
No employees can find the key to the machine, so the fire department had to be called. He was having a ball in there, hugging all the stuffed animals. But he was shaking like a leaf.
Okay.
Firefighters broke one lock, then spotted two latches inside the plastic tube, and handed a screwdriver to Robert, who got himself out.
Rick, today's program has gone in an exciting new direction over and over and over again. Also, it's been the best show ever. I'm at working day. I am Borat, apparently, is the... For make glorious benefit, people of Kazakhstan. I'm trying to figure out what she's trying to say here.
I'm at work daydreaming?
She says, I'm at working daydreaming. I'm assuming she means work. I am at work daydreaming about the day when my letters will be understandable and my grasp of the English language will be complete. Daydreaming about my younger days when I had big hair and my bitchin' Camaro was brand new. Ah, the 80s, says Lisa. There you go. Yeah, it's all 80s bumper music all days. We broadcast from the studios of Movin' 107.5. By the way, we should clarify that the music we're playing today is not what Movin' 107.5 actually plays. Movin' 107.5, apparently it's a lot of... It's a lot of rump-shaking music. So the TV commercials would have me believe. Targeted at women. Targeted at my wife. My wife is actually the target demo for Movin' 107.5. So there you go. No. This is all... The music we're playing today is all crap just left in a corner from the format change that happened, I don't know, 3, 4, 5 years ago. All right.
So do we have another contestant for the contest?
Do we ever, Sarah? We have...
Because we kind of went late on the last break, so we've almost got a break again.
All right. Well, should we break and do the contest when we come back?
No,
or should we do it here?
We can do the contest.
We'll do it here, and then we'll come back with more from Tim Riley.
That'll be wonderful.
Fantastic. It'll be the best thing ever.
I think so.
All right. Pablo. Hello, sir. How are you?
Fabulous, man. How are you?
Oh, you know, it's been one of those days. It's been a day that makes you stand up and just, I don't know, do a thing that's witty. All right, Pablo, are you ready to? I choked there. I choked in the desert, Dorada. You know
about your microphone. I know.
It's not just that. You know that I, Sarah. You know me.
When things are losing control, you feel icky.
It's not just that, but it's when things are different. You understand? I mean, you know me as well as anybody. You know that when things change, that I'm a slave to habit and routine, and when anything changes, it throws me off. And so today has been a whole day of. You know, this is like, not to get sidetracked, but this is like when I did my show from the Museum of TV and Radio in Manhattan years ago, which is like, I mean, that's like a pinnacle of a career, right? And did my show from on stage next to Walter Cronkite. But, you know, it's like the worst two shows ever. The shows I did from the Museum of Television and Radio in New York were probably the two worst shows I've ever done in my life. Because I'm just, I just, you know, I was just out of my element. So that's you. That's my boggle, not yours. All right. Pablo,
yes,
we're going to give you a chance to score a pair of tickets to House of Midnight. And so what we're going to do is we're going to play a random 80s song from one of the previous formats here at 107.5. All right, Sarah, if you know it, you would chime in, you ring in with your name. Pablo, same thing for you. If either of you beats me to the punch on this, you will win a pair of tickets to House of Midnight. Are you ready, Pablo?
I'm ready.
All right,
brother. Pablo.
Here we go.
All right. Oh, no. Sarah.
Okay.
The Go-Go's, We Got the Beat.
Is that true?
Yep.
Yes, it is.
Ah, damn you. Damn you, Sarah Dillon. Damn you to hell. This is a great song, though. Hottest Go-Go? Jane Wiedlin. You know, Belinda Carlisle got hotter as she got older, though.
She was her and Lisa Marie Presley, or Priscilla Presley, they kind of squished together in my head.
Except that Priscilla Presley is like 100 years old.
Yeah, but she's had a lot of work done.
Yeah, no, it is. That it really is true, boy. They're running out of skin on her. Belinda Carlisle was that. You know, Belinda Carlisle, who are you calling fugly? Are you referring to Belinda, Scott? Are you referring to Belinda Carlisle or Belinda Carlisle? Okay, that's it. I'm reducing you again. All right, Scotty has been reduced. I can no longer see anything.
Pablo, congratulations.
Back in the timeout box.
You know,
Pablo? All right, Pablo,
if Belinda has one more facelift, she'll have a goatee.
Okay, thank you.
Oh, my God.
Thank you, and good night. All right, there you go, sir. Scotty J will take your information. Congratulations. Okay.
Bye, Pablo.
Bye, Pablo. Well, let's go to the break with something else. It's 503-733-2970. We will come back with Tim Riley, the Ministry of Truth. Don't forget, Tom Likas coming up today at 3, Don and Mike at 7, and so forth. Likas is going to be in town next week. A week from tomorrow, next Thursday, Tom will be doing his program from these same studios. He will be here at CBS Radio Portland on First Avenue. And then next Friday, Tom's going to be at Barracuda, 3 to 7. Next Friday, 3 to 7, Barracuda, brought to you by Taboo Adult Video, Wild Turkey, and Teen Quest Mixed Martial Arts and Fitness. Oh, this is a terrible song. Do you know this?
Yes.
Oh, Tom Likas is in town.
Monster Ballads, what?
Monster Ballads 9. Next Friday, 3 to 7, Barracuda, Tom Likas. In the meantime, here's Mike Tramp and White Lion on the Rick Emerson Radio Show. That's how you hit a goddamn post. In your face, everybody that is not me. Back after this.
The worst song ever. 'Cause you were born into this evil world where man is killing man and no one knows just why. What have we become? Just look what we have done. When the children cry, let them know.
Airwolf will return. The name of this album, Sarah Dillon?
Not a clue.
You know who this is, though.
I know that they used to play it for us in our Catholic...
Because it's Greek.
Yeah, we'd have big, like, Catholic things where you get together with all the Catholic kids from all over the state.
And so the chorus of the song is what and in what language and what does it mean?
I have no idea. You go for it.
Really? No. You not know?
I don't know.
You're Catholic, though. How could you not know? All right, let's wait for it. Now we got to wait. Hold on. Big electronic gong. Yeah. Listen to those heavily processed, completely unthreatening guitars.
They would always play this back-to-back with Michael W. Smith, Friends of Friends Forever.
And Friends of Friends Forever. It's the Lord and Lord of Him.
Where I find myself again. Everybody now. Boy, the 80s just never meant an echo chamber they didn't like. This really needs to be covered by some POD type band. Kyrie Eleison, which is Greek for Lord be with me.
Oh.
There you go. Now you know, and knowing is half the battle.
And you always thought it was Latin.
I think it's Greek. I'm pretty sure that it's Greek. Well, now I don't know, but I'm almost positive that's Greek.
A lot of Catholic is in Latin.
That's true.
And Greek would be Greek Orthodox.
Oh, God damn it. Now I'm going to have to... I shouldn't say God damn it when I'm touching.
You're listening to the fish.
Probably not. Yes, Kyrie Eleison, which is for God Be With Me. It was off the album Welcome to the Real World, which also had Broken Wings and... God, what was the other one? There was three songs. Oh, Is This Love? Is This Love?
That's Mr.
After. Yeah.
Huh. Mr.
And yeah, so we did the three hits off of that. I am in full Don Geronimo mode. The three hits off of that were Kyrie, which went to number one, Broken Wings, which went to number one, and Is This Love, which I believe went to number nine. Broken Wings received its greatest exposure on the sitcom Silver Spoons, in which Ricky Stratton was calling up a radio station to... Yeah.
I actually have the entire Mr. Mister album, and I was saving it because I found this one randomly on another CD.
You were saving it for a special day.
I was going to go to the break with this song.
Saving it for a special time.
I didn't realize it was the same band.
You got to find a magic moment when you bust that Mr. Mister. Baby, I don't understand why we can't just hold on.
This must be the lamest show.
Each other's hand in
air. Listen to Rick and Sarah and Tim karaoke to 80s songs.
Seriously. We should visit old radio stations more often.
It's amazing that Goldmine, that is... Here's the thing, Dave Noomi's on vacation. I should just steal all this stuff.
We should pick an empty old radio studio every week and play their old songs.
Well,
there are plenty of them around.
I need you so.
Yeah,
I think we left a couple behind, but we left the intercom.
Somebody, I got another email that said, Rick, while you're in there, and I had said this as a joke early on. Somebody said, Rick, while you're at the moving studio today, where are they moving DJs at?
Oh.
Well, that's just a game that hangs out together and has fun.
Ladies and gentlemen of the Ministry of Truth, pay heed to your new God, Tim Riley.
And now, from the Ministry of Truth, this is Tim Riley.
I would imagine the moving guys are out moving. They're sitting around like here.
No, we've been poking fun, but I know that you said in all... And it was the day that your car got hit,
yep,
wasn't it?
Sure, that's why I'll always remember this radio station 10 years from now.
As it was the station you were listening to when your car got hit by a bicycle.
Yep.
Oh, which is genius.
It's the kind of music that makes you feel good. Smash.
And, you know, my first exposure to moving was when I was in a chair having my head stitched for 12 hours. So... You know, making memories left and right with this format. They were playing, God, what were they playing? And I was in a drug-induced haze, so, of course, everything was the best song I'd ever heard. But they played...
They played many good songs.
They played Word Up. They played Word Up by Cameo. And then, now this is Movin' Seattle. This isn't the Movin' here. But I was listening to the Movin' in Seattle, which is, I think, 93.7.
What's the difference?
Which is now the number... Well, the one is in Seattle. This is the number one station in Seattle right now. But they played Candy Girl by New Edition, which I have not heard forever. Candy Girl is a great song. I sort of lifted shamelessly from the Jacksons ABC, but Candy Girl is a fantastic song. By the way, Rick, Love You Down was a band that was not El DeBarge, so tell Scotty to eat it. It was a band called Ready for the World. Ready for the World from 1985. By the way, Dean Snyder is saying this along with me now. Ready for the World also did Oh Sheila, which I have on 45 at home. They are the same group that did Digital Display. Why do I know this? In high school, my girlfriend and I used to make out to that cassette all the time in my mom's station wagon.
Making out to cassettes.
Making out to cassettes is hot. Hot. Here's Tim Riley.
Well, a judge is giving Mandy Nelson an unusual order. Don't get pregnant. This comes to us from Missouri.
Just make out.
Nelson, who already has three children, was given probation by a judge in a forgery case. No more making out the cassette, said he.
No.
But if Nelson wants to stay out of jail, she can't have another baby out of wedlock.
Don't have any more babies.
The Buchanan County, Missouri Circuit Judge has ordered Nelson to perform community service, pay restitution, go back to school, and get that all-important GED.
Keep your legs closed.
The 26-year-old Nelson said she's shocked by the judge's order, but Nelson noted she had an operation to make her more sterile after the birth of the
to make her more sterile.
Well, there's
that's
good.
Either, that's a binary.
There's good, better, and best in Missouri.
Don't use your uterus for anything.
Okay.
Keep your womb empty.
There you go.
I'm sorry.
I don't know what's going on here.
I've just gone all wacky today. I'm sorry. It's just once you turn on the smooth B lover man voice, you can't turn it off.
Well, let's see. That FM processing.
Sir, we should point this out, by the way.
Yes.
Because I don't wish to be one of those radio personalities I said earlier who just takes every opportunity to trash the engineering department. Not that we work with anybody like that. That would be unprofessional.
Who does?
So I'm glad that no one. There's no one at CBS Radio Portland who at every opportunity just finds it the height of hilarity and amusement to trash the engineering department for things that they couldn't possibly fix or have
that
responsibility
for. That doesn't sound very smart.
It doesn't sound very smart. And that's the sort of thing that one would associate with some kind of low-rent radio program. The kind of program that I'm glad we are not associated with here at CBS Radio Portland, where no one behaves that way. My point is, what is my point? The processing.
I don't remember how this began.
No, the processing on the station does sound really, really good. We had some issues early on, opportunities early on with the balance of my voice to the music, but the actual mic processing sounds really good, according to everybody. So, look at this. Best show ever. Not kidding. It's Greek, by the way. It is Greek, says Kathy. So there you go. A Kyrie eleison is Greek for God be with me. Rick, I usually reserve the tag best show ever for when the show is really outstanding, if you catch my meaning. And by outstanding, I mean crap. But I have to say the inclusion of all the classics of yesteryear are really catchy. It adds a little something special to the show, and I'm not BSing you, a little joie de vivre. Rick, well done. Keep that stack of dusty CDs for when we need to throw back into the days of pimples, crackly voices, and holding hands with a chick in a training bra. Tony and the Coup.
Okay, stop that voice. What is that voice? Why are you doing that?
I don't know. Although it does occur to me that I kind of sound like the Saw guy.
No, you kind of sound like the snake from Harry Potter.
Will you let me get the third base?
All right.
My parents are gone for the weekend. I know how to jimmy the liquor cabinets. I'm high. Here's Tim Riley.
I don't know. I don't know what we should talk about.
I don't really know either. You know what? In 19 minutes, it's not going to matter.
Let's talk about men who live as women, shall we? I don't know. All right.
Well, why not?
Why not? We've done everything else today.
Really? What happened? What hasn't the Rick Emerson Show done?
Well, now they can legally use the ladies' restroom at New York's transit system under an unprecedented deal revealed yesterday.
No, that's fine. Let's talk to Gary Baumgarten about that. Oh, no. Sorry.
The Metropolitan Transportation Authority agreed to allow riders to use MTA restrooms consistent with their gender expression. The group filed a complaint against the MTA on behalf of a 70-year-old television repair technician who was arrested for using the ladies' room at Grand Central Station. The technician was assigned to the terminal by Verizon. She was born Henry. She is now Helena. I am a 24-hour woman, she declared proudly.
I'm a 24-hour woman.
I feel like a natural woman, and I wear women's clothes.
Isn't that what Jane Mansfield used to say in those bra ads? For us 24-hour women.
Right.
You know, something like that. All right.
I think so.
Okay.
Michael Sullivan, Stone's a lawyer, called the settlement a compliment and a milestone toward recognition of the city law that prohibits discrimination against...
I wasn't really listening to most of the story, but is it so if you're a man who wears a dress, you can pee in the women's bathroom?
Sure.
Well, that doesn't make any sense. If you got a penis, you use the men's room. If you have the other, you use the women's room.
She's a transgendered woman. She doesn't have the
seriously,
equipment
because
anymore.
If you do get the operation, you have to dress like a woman for a certain amount of time. I mean, and you don't want to, if you're dressed like a woman, you have to go into the men's bathroom and there's some guy there who doesn't like the way you look. I wouldn't want to dress.
Oh, no, that's a fair point. No, I hadn't thought about that. I hadn't thought about the fact that that they'll make you dress as a woman for a couple years before you get the operation. Okay, no, I retract the comment. No, that makes sense. Okay. Rick. Thanks for reading my previous email. I apologize for the extra letters and typing poorly, but let's see how good you do at typing and trying not to get caught by the man. Lisa, all right, Lisa, I'm sorry. I apologize. Rick, tell me, somewhere in that pile of 80s hits, there's a copy of Anything by Samantha Fox or Cameo. Word up, bitch. David in Southeast. Samantha Fox. Sarah,
I haven't seen any yet.
I'll give you a dollar right now if you can sing a Samantha Fox song.
I have no idea.
Do you even know who Samantha Fox is?
I know the name.
Do you know what her what she's known for?
I'm assuming she's some busty pop singer.
Well done, Sarah Dillon.
Okay.
The more things change, the more they stay the same. Yeah, Samantha Fox was a Page 3 girl, I believe. We love Page 3 girl. She was a Page 3 girl, and then she made... Now, see, I'm unclear about this. Maybe some of the people know this. I'm unclear about whether Samantha Fox made porn films or not. If you please to be answering that now, if somebody knows that. Because I used to go to high school with a guy. Everybody went to high school with a guy like this. See, it's a shame the show has to end now. I think, we're finally
now
in a groove.
Now we're getting into our groove,
we're finally in a groove now that there's 12 minutes left. Did we find a Samantha Fox song?
We did not.
We found something even better.
What's better than Samantha Fox?
You'll find out in just a moment.
Are we going to take this to the break, or are you going to play it now?
I can play it.
Oh, the suspense is killing me. Mm-hmm. No, but here's the thing, before you play this. Everybody went to high school with a kid who was notable for one thing. He had a porn collection, or his dad had, like, the Playboy Channel, or whatever it was at the time. Every guy in high school knew a guy who's like, come over to my house, I've got Playboy. You know, I've got the Playboy Channel. And there used to be a channel called the Tuxedo Channel, which I don't believe exists anymore, and it was Tuxedo with three X's. And it was just like a bunch of porn. And the word was that Samantha Fox had made a bunch of porn films. But now that I'm as an adult, I'm thinking back, and I don't know if that's true or not, but Samantha Fox put out a bunch of sort of Kylie Minogue-esque singles. And the single that Samantha Fox was known for was called Touch Me, and then parenthetically, I Want Your Body. And then the picture was just like her with her cakes hanging out. That was what's on the front of the 45. Oh, and she had a song called Naughty Girls Need Love Too. Are we breaking now?
Yeah,
is this just so you can play whatever this song is?
No, let's get it out of the way so we can go right up to like us.
All
right,
ladies and gentlemen.
This is Tim Riley's pick.
I was wondering, if you should keep on because the force has got a lot of power in it. It makes me feel like
Tim Riley picked this song. Here's the Rick Emerson program. We're not going to stop until we get it all. Although, we're moving.
Okay. We hit the post, too.
God, there's nothing worse than us all bobbing our heads at the same time here. All right, kids, if you're on your way to buy some khakis, here's the perfect soundtrack for you. It's the Rick Emerson Show. Back after this, 503-733-2970. Don't go anywhere. The Rick Emerson Show continues after this.
Stretchy Paula?
You don't know what I'm talking about, do you? This
no, is she all bendy? Oh, is this with the ball and the giant black man?
This... I'm sorry?
Which one?
Yes, it was a ball and a giant black man.
What?
Oh, you're thinking of Janet Jackson. You're thinking of... Not Escapade. Run. What was that, Janet Jackson? Oh, now we're all confused. Now we're like a thing inside a thing wrapped in a sweater. Okay, there's a Janet Jackson video in which there's a shiny black man on a beach. That's what you're thinking of, right?
Yes.
And they're
in the ball.
It's a black and white video.
Yes.
And it's a large, rippling, muscled black man who's very sort of oiled up, running on a beach, and then
very
Janet Jackson's
handsome.
Looking all hot.
Yes.
That was the last time she ever looked hot, by the way. Janet Jackson never looked hot again after that.
No, she did during the I'll Never Fall in Love with You Again.
Oh, like the Velvet Rope era?
Yeah, when she was all kind of hippie.
Yeah, see, I can't get with that. No, this video, Paula Abdul had gotten, what's the word, fat. But they were still trying to market her as a sex symbol. And so if you go back and watch the video for Rush Rush, because there's two sections to this video. There's the, what is it, Rebel Without a Cause, where there's the car race. Because it's Keanu Reeves. And then the other segments of the video are her standing in a field, except if you watch it, they've taken the film and stretched it. So she's like 9 feet tall and not morbidly obese.
He's signing. Does anyone know sign language?
There's a man signing something at the window. You know, there is a door here. You can just come in.
Love will never do without you.
That's the Janet Jackson song. Thank you,
Jeremy.
But
there's a ton of them on here.
In this video, though, they stretched Paula Abdul out. They made her all tall and all thin. So, by the way, I would just like to note, Martin Scorsese fans in the house will note that during the break, Sarah was picking up a CD and wondering about the hot artist called Sade. Sade, S-A-D-E.
Thank you.
Yeah. He's only like the next Martin Sade. Yeah. I know it's Sharday. Yes. That's the joke, Scotty. Scotty, this is the wrong day for you to be piling on, Sarah. You are choosing poorly. All right. Let's take a few calls here. Adam. Adam, brother, you're on the Rick Emerson radio program. Hello, sir. How are you?
Adam? Hi, Rick. I just got a brief pile on Samantha Fox. Unfortunately.
Samantha Fox. Was she a porn star or not?
No, she was a heavy-breasted white trash midget who did expose her chest in the paper. But as far as I know, she never actually went on the celluloid medium. But she did open up a restaurant and a bar.
Is this a fake accent?
No. I'm from London, the same as Sam.
Okay.
And now
Sarah quiz Adam about. Hold on a second. Sarah, quiz Adam about London.
What's the hood of a car?
Say again?
What's the hood of a car called in England?
It's called a baby's bonnet.
Is that right?
It's a bonnet. What about the trunk?
Boot.
Okay. That's right.
Okay, fair enough.
Pass the test.
Well,
tell me, give me some information about the tube stops.
Tube stops.
Where can you go? What's the tube stop right next to Kensington High Street?
Across the road.
Okay.
All right. You are, in fact, from London. All right. It's,
I am.
No offense.
Out of London. Yeah.
I used to live right off of Kensington High.
Sometimes very, very real accents. Sometimes sound very fake. So Samantha Fox. So am I confusing the singer Samantha Fox with a porn star named Samantha Fox?
As far as I know, there's only one, and she's like England's answer to Jessica Simpson, except she exposed her breasts. That's any different.
Right, and she started out as a Page 3 girl, right? Or
yeah, and she made a foray into pop music, and she
right, and she did. She sang "Touch Me, I Want Your Body," right?
Yes, but I'm pretty certain I would put money on it. She never actually made any pornographic films. It was just
music. Oh, that's too bad. I wonder who it is.
Yeah.
When I was in school then, now I wonder who it is that they were talking about. Because my friend was like, you got to come over. I got a Samantha Fox porn film. And even then, it seemed a little weird to go over to a heavy-breathing dude's house and watch porn with him, so I did not. Now I wonder exactly who it is he was talking about. That's
I think he could
bother me for the rest of my life.
It's not her.
All right. Adam, thank you, sir. And thank you, and we appreciate it. Thank you. Call us anytime, brother.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right, there you go. That's Adam. Let's talk to Greg. Greg, you're on the Rick Emerson Show. Hello.
Hey, best show ever.
Thank you, sir.
In the 80s, there was a porn star, and her name was Samantha Fox. Not the singer.
But okay, so was it? Well, you figure Samantha Fox, okay, it's like, not that I know anything about the pornography. It's a thing that I've heard people talk about. But there are only so, I mean, The problem with porn stars, and this is, I'm surprised that I haven't made this observation earlier. The porn stars are like people on the radio, where there only are so many names. And so the problem with porn stars and DJs is they pick names that are so maddeningly vague and common that it's difficult to track them down. Some of you guys may be familiar with a adult film actress named Brandy Taylor. And the thing, and it doesn't help matters that sometimes she spells it like with a Y, and like sometimes there's an I, and sometimes there's like it's Taylor with a Y, and sometimes it's like L O R, and it's all very confusing. And that's like with a radio guy named like Bill St. James. I mean, but Samantha Fox. Now that I think about it, there's probably been a dozen porn stars named Samantha Fox.
Well, the one I'm thinking of was in the '80s before the singer Samantha Fox.
All right, excellent. All right, Greg, thank you for clarifying it, my friend.
All right,
there you go. That's great. Let's take one final call here before Mailman Chris joins us. Ken, you're on the Rick Emerson Show. What's up, brother?
Hey, Rick. Hey, just want to say thanks for the Al Gore tickets, first of all.
It's not at all. It's what we do. So you went to see Al Gore last night?
Yes, I did. I was kind of, I'm not much in the political thing, but it's always nice to go and see these things, and see someone's point of view, And I did have some observations. I thought, he is every day he's looking more and more like Daryl Hammond from Saturday Night Live.
It's true. Eventually, everybody becomes their own caricature. You are right about that. All right.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad you got a chance to see it.
Yeah, and they had just about as many technical difficulties as you're having today. So do not feel too bad about the day you're having.
You know what? Sarah really saved the day with the collection of 80s music today. That really is what put us back in the groove, put me back in the groove. Yeah, and I got to say, by the way, all right.
Paula Abdul's video you're thinking of actually is Promise of a New Day, where she's all stretched out.
Oh, okay. So it's not Rush Rush. It is Promise of a New Day. Yeah, but you know what I want to talk about? She's in the field, and they've made her, like, really tall and really thin.
Yeah.
The stretching technology was not very good.
But the Promise of a New Day was the second one.
Excellent. All right, Ken, thank you, brother.
All right, thanks.
All right, there you go. I should say right now officially, we should say for the record here, Sarah and Tim really held it together today. It was really just me that blew apart like a bad gasket. And it was largely just because of the microphone thing and the change and the so forth. So I got to say that, Sarah and Tim really held it together. Sarah especially was very calm and very, very good natured through this entire show today. Even as I was like teetering towards mental collapse and having like a meltdown for the first 90 minutes. Yes, okay, yes, and Scotty J was around as well. Sarah did a great job. Tim did a great job. The engineering department of CBS Radio Portland.
Yes, Jeff and Jeremy and Sean and everybody.
Those guys, Ryan and Chris, those guys were really, really, really on it today. On it like Blue Bonnet, as my friend Martin used to say. So so thank you to you guys for really helping the show to stay together and not go completely off the rails. I was, I functioned poorly today. But you know what? It doesn't matter because it's going to be over in 6 minutes. Are we going out with a song? Are you taking us out with something?
Oh, I'm sure.
Because we're going to hear from Mailman Chris here in a few. Don't forget Tom Likas. And the whole reason for this this escapade today, Tom Likas is going to be...
I could find escapade.
...in town next week. Let me take you on an escapade. I have the instrumental remix of that at home.
I'm just going to pick a song at random. This is our unlabeled album.
Fantastic. Tom Likas is going to be in town next Thursday. Is this Paula Abdul?
I don't know. This is the random.
Don't forget, Tom Likas will be in town next Thursday doing a show from the CBS studios next Friday. Next Friday, Tom Likas will be live at Barracuda, and Sarah's been there. She has seen it. You don't take my word for it. Take Sarah's word for it. It's like one step away from complete and total debauchery. Next Friday, 3 p.m. to 7 p.m., brought to you by Taboo Adult Video, Wild Turkey, and Team Quest Mixed Martial Arts and Fitness.
Oh, yeah.
Is this Tempted by Squeeze?
It is.
Tempted by Fruit of Another.
I remember this from the Reality Bites soundtrack.
Yeah. Fantastic. Let's welcome now to the Rick Emerson Show, Mailman Chris. Blah, 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 blah. Hello, sir.
Hey, buddy. So having problems, or can you hear me now?
We can hear you. I think that part of this may be your phone, but that's okay. At least we know where that's coming. How are you, sir?
Not too bad. Not too bad.
I don't believe I should be held accountable for anything today.
Well,
I believe that today Rick Emerson needs a pass.
Well, why don't you stop talking for a second?
Because I was about to compliment you. You didn't actually tease anything because I, you know, wasn't there and everything, but you did say that you talked to Jefferson Smith, both there. You passed the torch to Tim, talked about Al Gore in the Portland, Bush and his comments on the Democrats, plus a clergy watch and a corpse watch. You got to everything that you pre-teased.
Yeah!
I'm saying we take three off, and I'm going to take another two off because you got to everything in light of the fact that you were
having
technical difficulties. So that's going to put you down to 47.
I'm back below 50. Oh, I feel good. All right, thank you, sir. All right. Yeah, what I meant to say is I should absolutely be held accountable for everything today, and that it is only through my superior professionalism and skill that this program was able to be executed as flawlessly as it was. That's what I meant to say.
Something like that.
All right. Thank you, Chris.
All right. Talk to you tomorrow.
All right, brother. There
Hi,
you
Chris.
Go. Mailman Chris, ladies and gentlemen. All right. Rick. Oh, I don't even have time to get some of these emails. Are we back timing correctly? Do you have the clock there?
Yeah, but we can't play. You can't play any more sound bites or pick up any more callers.
All right, okay. Rick, you are thinking of Tracy Lords. You know, I wish. Sadly, I'm really not able to read emails very effectively as well. That's my fault. I'm not used to using. I've been using Mozilla forever, and so I'm just.
And having like 1,600 windows open.
Totally. Yeah, it's my fault actually. I'm effing up in terms of using this Internet Explorer.
You're not. You did fine.
I'm just getting endless pictures of Samantha Fox's bosoms now. Thank you. Thank you for that. Here's the Wikipedia entry about her. All right. Don't forget, we got Tom Likas coming up at 3, Don and Mike at 7, John and Jeff coming up at 11, Stephanie Miller tomorrow 7 to 10. Tom Likas is going to be in studio with us next Thursday. Next Thursday, Tom Likas will be in the studio with us. And then next Friday, Tom Likas will be doing his show live at Barracuda. He's been talking about it a lot, and... If you were
go. You have to see it. It's something to be seen.
It really no. That's the thing is, and look, I'm going to say,
love him, hate him. It's something to see. It's bizarre.
No, it really is. And even if you are like Sarah and you fall on the far side of the Tom Likas polarization spectrum, you really got to go because it is an event. It is a happening. It is a thing that will either haunt you or put a smile on your face for the rest of your life. So that is next Friday at Barracuda, 3 to 7. Don't forget, no tickets. You don't have to get it. You don't have to buy anything in advance. No drink minimum. There's nothing. You just be there next Thursday, 3 to 7. Tom Likas, of course, we'll all be there as well. Rick, I've never heard the beginning of Don't Stop Till You Get Enough. When it came on and there was the breathy speaking part, I thought it was a parody because it sounds exactly like Clyde's impression of Michael Jackson. It scared me. On that note, we want to thank in spirit Gary Baumgarten and Bob Costantini, who made the good college try to get on the air today, and Jim Roop, who actually was able to join us. We want to thank the entire engineering department and staff of CBS Radio Portland. And we want to thank everybody who helped the show move forward with the aplomb that it managed to muster up today. Rick Emerson, show produced today and every day by the lovely and talented and often overworked Sarah X. Dillon for AM 970 Solid State Radio. In the newsroom, Tim Riley, the PA, Scotty J., and manager of the Rick Emerson office East today and every day is Dave Zinn. As always, my friends, thank you for listening to Little Bastards Grinning. I'll see y'all tomorrow. Like us next. Bye.